Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello, welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I'm so excited to have Dr. Tiffany Lamberton with me today. Doctor, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. It is such an honor to be on your podcast, Grace. I was just telling you a few minutes ago, I was listening to you. You were on ACT Dental with Kirk Behrens, and I've totally been like fangirling him. Like, he came and spoke at our Pacific Northwest convention in November, and I was like, I want to be on your podcast. And so I listened to yours about all the marketing mistakes that dentists make. And I was like, check. I've made that mistake, made that one. So this is going to be so fun. I feel like it's going to be like a therapy session.
Love it. Well, I'm excited because you are doing things differently in dentistry. And a lot of times I meet with dentists. I've been in the dental marketing, consulting, and advising space for 15 years. And so this is my whole life, besides, of course, my kids and husband. But you are focused. You have a focused brand. You have a focused niche. You have a focused passion. And as they say in marketing, niches are the richest. And it's definitely good to identify who you are and your ideal target market and how you're going to impact their life for the better. So if you don't mind, share with the audience a little bit about what you do and what you've built and how did you get so bold to do this?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I mean, I think I'm a little bit of a unicorn because I have dual degrees in physical therapy and dentistry. And I'm just kind of like trying to merge both of those degrees, and kind of my passion is really the jaw joints or the TMJ. And, you know, as I went through dental school, you know, it was like, we're so focused on the teeth, but yet it's just like, you've got these hinges, these joints that like, if those fail, I mean, you could do like a $40,000 veneer case, you know, that's your front door. But if the hinges are like $399 from the hardware store and they fail, you start breaking things, you start seeing patients that have pain or problems with their jaw joint. And so I started thinking, you know, what are we missing here? You know, the NIH tells us there's 10 million people that have TMJ, like TMJ disorder or TMD. And I was like, what is happening? We got to fix this problem.
Yeah. In my own family alone, my husband, he's a very loud chewer because his jaw pops when he eats. Doesn't cause him any pain or issues that he knows of. And then my mom had to have, she went to several dentists trying to have issues with TMD resolved. And she finally found someone who looked at her occlusion, which was more the problem was her occlusion. And then I learned, and I don't know how legitimate this is, but I learned recently that there's a connection between clenching and your body releasing cortisol and different stress hormones. And so recognizing maybe some patterns or where we hold stress has been a game changer for me because I didn't even realize that I was doing this until I started breaking teeth all the time. And I just think it's such a fascinating niche and I don't hear it every day. I don't hear that this problem is something that most dentists are passionate about solving. I think it's something we learn a little bit about and we address it if we have to. And there's a few people who are really passionate about it, but I don't hear it on a regular basis. So how did this become your focus?
Yeah, that's a great perspective because I, like I said, I think dentists, you know, we're very focused on the teeth and we kind of need that like bigger lens. So for me, part of it was also, you know, kind of looking at my own kiddos. So I was telling you a little bit ahead of time, you know, kind of back in 2013, I met my mentor, Dr. Jim McKee, who's in the Chicago area. He had come out to California to speak about, you know, TMJ and, you know, occlusion, how your teeth fit together. And so I was watching him and I was like, oh my goodness, like finally, I just was like riveted. Finally, someone's like putting all those pieces together, like, because kind of from a physical therapy standpoint, I'm like, hey, these are orthopedic joints, just like your knee joint, or your shoulder joint. Like, why aren't we treating them the same way? Why are we kind of ignoring them? So I summoned up my courage after the meeting to go talk to him. You know, I had this cute outfit on. I was like, hi, like, Tiffany Lamberton. And he was like, come out to Chicago and come, you know, come shadow me. And I was like, really? And he was just like, yeah. And he was just so generous with his knowledge and, you know, all of the things. And I just started, you know, kind of following him and, you know, started to do his study clubs. And so around about that time, you know, with my kiddos, they were young. And I also got interested in kind of airway dentistry and sleep and, you know, starting to see kind of some things that we're seeing with kiddos with sleep and how that impacts their growth and development of kind of like the craniofacial complex. And so, you know, I was also doing some myofunctional therapy training with a group that was in the DC area. And so then I was like, oh my goodness, he has all these things, you know, it's, you know, he's tongue tied and, you know, tonsils and adenoids and, you know, disturbed sleep. And so, you know, as both like a mom and a professional, it was like, where do you start? And like, who drives that discussion? And so, you know, kind of my journey with my kiddo has really brought me to, you know, kind of my little logo right now is a triangle where it's airways on top, myo, like, which could also be like myofunctional therapy, also the muscles of the head and neck and how they influence the cervical spine and the sympathetic nervous system, like you were talking about with stress and kind of flight, fight or flight. And then the third corner is really the jaw joints or the TMJ, of which everybody has TMJ. You have a left one and a right one. And so my mission, you know, when I see all of these, you know, dental hygienists right now are so excited about myo. Like I did a talk in November and I had probably 10 to 15 people come up to me and like, I want to get started in myo. This is so cool. You know, I think that dentistry is really embracing, you know, the role of airway dentistry and the role of, you know, the function of, you know, not just the tongue, but the oral tissue. And so as a, like I said, kind of that PT lens, you know, my passion is to really, you know, kind of connect those three parts of the triangle and get the message out. Because I think that if we can start to get these clients younger and younger and start to recognize that not everybody has healthy joints to begin with, and really put together both, you know, our clinical assessment, because as dentists, we're very thorough, right? We take pictures of the teeth. We look at head and neck posture. We go through our muscle palpation. You know, we take a very detailed, both dental and medical history, but then also putting that together with, you know, our modern imaging that we have now. So a lot of dentists are using, you know, cone beam CT to be able to look at the skeleton and then also looking at MRI of the temporal mandibular joints. We can really use those tools to, you know, I tell people it's kind of like a crystal ball, right? So if you could have that power to sort of predict the future and kind of be able to see like, who's going to have a more optimal treatment. I think especially as these kiddos are, you know, just about to start ortho, you know, I tend to have more of an adult patient because they have a lot of pain and problems, but I'm like, hey, what if we could rewind the clock and see, you know, especially young females that may have things like hypermobility, or maybe they have ligament instability, or they may have a connective tissue disorder that makes them more prone to kind of global dislocations of their connective tissue. And really, like I said, not ignore the jaw joints. So that was like a long answer.
That's okay. It was a good answer. And I'm sure there are people that are going to stumble across this content that have children that are having sleep disturbance, and you can see your child clenching, and you can see a lot of these things if you're aware that this doesn't just impact your child's oral health. It impacts their growth and their development and their learning and their behavior and everything. So no, I appreciate you kind of going in depth with that and explaining you know, from a higher level, what you're looking at here. And it is unique to, I meet a lot of people into myofunctional therapy. I meet a lot of people, maybe not as many, interested in treating TMD and addressing issues with joint, but I don't see a lot of people bringing that triangle together of airway and joint, you know, and myofunctional therapy. So I think that's refreshing. I just want to say too, for anyone listening right now, when you're thinking about your marketing, I try not to go here all the time, but it's my world. When you're looking at your marketing, look at how far we've come in dentistry. We are not simply pulling out diseased teeth anymore. You don't have to have a tooth for your logo. I just want to throw that in there. You can go beyond the literal representation of your brand. And we can elevate the profession by getting away from that kind of elementary idea of marketing. So just something to ponder is like, look how far we've come. Let's elevate the brand as a whole. So what would you tell a parent? Where should a parent start if they've got, I have two little girls, I'm guessing her age, she turns 9 in 2 days. So that's why I'm hesitating here. But I've got two kids right under the ortho age. And what would you tell a parent like me that's going, huh, what should I do? Where should I go? Where should I start?
Yeah, that's great. I would say, you know, if you're starting to see some of the breathing issues, like mouth breathing at night, maybe snoring, maybe like wetting the bed, maybe like tangled sheets, maybe some issues with like the nose, you know, sometimes we'll have kiddos that have like a deviated septum. So I think that, like I said, I think that airway dentistry is, you know, really exploding. But I would be looking for, an airway orthodontist. So, I'm going to give a little shout out to my colleague, Drew McDonald. He's a fabulous airway orthodontist right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm not going to lie, he's the fifth orthodontist that I've taken my kiddo to. Because wow. I really want someone to look at everything the same way that I am. And I'm not to say that he's not just a unicorn, but I mean, he also is, because he is looking at all of the things, you know, he's looking at the sympathetic nervous system. He's looking at the cervical spine. He's looking at the airway, and he's looking at the growth and development of both the upper jaw, the maxilla, and the lower jaw, the mandible. And, so that's where, you know, like I said, I'm so passionate about educating, and so I think that, you know, more and more dentists are realizing like, hey, it's okay to have like cone beam CT in my office and use that as a tool. And as we're, you know, looking at the airway, we're also looking at the joints. And so, you know, one of the things that I tell dentists is like, as you're looking at how the teeth fit together, and as a parent, I think this is great too, because if you're starting to see that there's a mismatch between the upper teeth and the lower teeth, so maybe especially the lower jaw isn't like coming forward and developing forward, or if you're seeing an asymmetry in the face. So in my kiddo's case, I was seeing that like one side was shorter with the kind of the ramus height or the mandible height. And so the lower teeth were shifting off to that side. Mm-hmm. And so if you're seeing kind of that mismatch, like I said, of like a anterior open bite is what we call it, where like those front teeth don't fit together in an ideal way, or the lower jaw is back, kind of that retronathic mandible. So we know that that class two patient is how we talk about it in dentistry. It can compress the airway space. And so with growth and development, we're realizing, yes, we want also the transverse plane. So a lot of orthodontists are doing more upper expansion. But when it also comes to how is the lower jaw advancing forward, what we are finding now, like I said, with that modern imaging, is that you really need that connection. So everybody has a little articular disc that's kind of like a little gasket that sits between the condyle or the kind of knobby part of the mandible and the skull base. And that disc is tethered by ligaments on either side. And what we found with modern imaging is that that disc can start to dislocate off to the side. So it can either go out this way or it can go this way, and it goes into one of the muscles that moves your jaw to the side. And so what we're finding with these young kiddos is if that disc is dislocated prematurely. So in my kiddo's case, he literally fell on his chin in the bathtub when he was three. Mm. He was in kindergarten, fell on this playground equipment, you know, concussion, and then like fell again a month later in the exact same spot, same piece of equipment, you know? So it was like all these trips to the ER with like lacerations and, you know, concussion. And like, and I think as a dentist, right, it's like your nightmare that your kid is going to like knock out their teeth, right? So you're like, they fall, you know, they fall on their bike, they fall on their coffee table, they fall, you know, they like, and you're just like, okay, there's blood everywhere. Like, are your teeth okay?
Even as a non-dentist parent, that's what you need. Like, okay, you're bleeding. Let me see your teeth. That's like the first thing you go to.
Totally, yeah. Totally, right? And so what we don't tend to think of is the injury that that can cause to the disc and the ligament system. And because we're not maybe routinely imaging and doing MRI on the TM joints, that's going to look at the soft tissue of that articular disc, we don't always know if that disc is in the place where it's protecting the condyle or not. So, you know, a lot of my patients also have ear symptoms that maybe they've seen the ENT, and the ENT is like, hey, your ears are great, go see Dr. Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And so I tell people, like, think of that disc as being like a little hoodie that is kind of bracing the condyle also away from the ear, so that if that disc dislocates, it drives the condyle back towards the ear canal. And so a lot of my, you know, old, like I said, my clients that have pain, they also have ear symptoms. It could be like ringing in the ears. It could be a feeling of fullness or ear pain. And so that's why it's like so essential to kind of have this like team of people that you're working with. And so I want the dentist to be the leader of the team, right? Yes. So you're saying like, where do I take my kiddo? So we need our sleep physician, we need our ENT, we need our airway orthodontist, we need our general dentist, we need our myofunctional therapist, we need our PTs, but the dentist needs to be the one that's like the leader, right? And leader of the team and really directing that treatment, because, you know, that's what I found, you know, kind of with my own kiddo. It was like, I had to like really push hard to get all of this, like this big picture. So you were asking about your daughters and I went really sideways, but
no, it's great information. I love it. And I'm also thinking, okay, I've had two people in my life that I know that have had chronic tinnitus. Does, mm-hmm. is this a potential cause for that?
I mean, it can be like a multifactorial issue for sure. And so that's why, you know, I think it's really a key piece to bring in the ENT, mm-hmm. And just rule out other things, you know, like infection or, you know, all of those things. So I don't want to just like make a blanket statement that like,
but some people have already exhausted some people have already exhausted all those options and they've been told, well, this is just
you're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah. And so this might be another avenue that they could just look into, just another thing to check off the list.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's why, you know, I think that as dentists, we've got, you know, the modern imaging and we've got those tools to be able to start to see. You know, I did a little talk to, again, like myofunctional therapists about like, what are like the four red flags that could like clue you in, like if you see a kiddo or like your own kiddo. And so for me, it's like that facial asymmetry, or like that anterior open bite. To me, any joint noises, you know, I think we've sort of normalized joint popping. Like you were saying, your husband's like joint pops all the time, but like he doesn't have any pain. So everyone's like, oh, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I think especially in kiddos, their joints shouldn't be popping or making noises. Mm-hmm. And I don't think their jaw should be deviating. So if you're watching them like open and close and you see this big like S shape, or you see the jaw kind of drive off to one side, to me, that's a red flag that there might be something going on with the joint issue that needs further investigation.
Makes sense. It's like your car. It's like the alignment of your car. If it's veering one way, it might be out of alignment.
Totally. That's a great analogy.
I'm simple. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. So
no, that's great.
But so I know you're really big on education. Tell our audience a little bit about what you've got in the works, and this will help them kind of know how to stay in touch with you as you develop some of these things.
Yeah. And this is where I need the Grace expertise, because I am trying to start. So my company is called TMD Collective. So there's two actually separate businesses, which I thought, oh, this is a great idea. I'm just going to start my own business, two businesses. So one of them is, you know, me actually seeing TMD patients in the greater Seattle Tacoma area and, you know, being a clinician. And I love that part of it. But where I really want to grow is bringing TMD into kind of the digital content education spectrum. So right now I've tried different platforms and I'm not advocating one over the other. Right now I'm working with Kajabi. You know, I think the issue with marketing is like, you could have the best course in the world with all the like digital downloads and, you know, webinars and coaching and all of that. But like, if nobody knows who you are, there's no sales.
Right.
So,
but we have an engaged audience. We have an engaged audience here, and they're going to want to know how to find you. And I know, just in talking to you for a short while here today, I know that you are passionate and knowledgeable about this area. And I know that you're fully qualified to be leading the charge here in dentistry with this triangle that we've so spoken about. So where can they find you to get more information about your coming soon digital courses?
Sure. So I do have a website. It's tmdcollective.com. And then as far as that website is mainly for like reaching out to me, booking an appointment. I have online scheduling, like if you wanted to see me as a client. But then tmd.online is where the Kajabi site kind of lives. I would say of the socials, which I'm learning, like my 11-year-old is like, Mom, your TikTok sucks. You're so cringy. And I'm like, I'm 50 years old. Okay.
Oh, that's okay, awesome.
To be cringy. I would say I'm most active on Instagram. So it's tmd.collective. Is where, you know, I like to have the pretty pictures and, you know, sure. I try to do like an MRI Monday where I talk about, you know, little Mandy bites. So I, you know, kind of little clinical notes. So, you know, I have a few dentists, but like talking about the marketing piece, you know, I think that, you know, you had said before when you were talking with Kirk is like, you have the expectation that if you're hiring a marketer, you're going to get like thousands and thousands of followers. And so, you know, it just doesn't always work that way. I don't know what your experience is, but like, I'm just trying to be authentic. And my husband's like, babe, all these people are backed by industry. And I'm like, well, I don't have anybody paying for me. It's just like, it's just me. You know, I don't even have like a team.
here's the advice I'm going to give to you and anyone listening. It's better done than perfect. So just keep going. It's a consistency game and it takes time to build a following. But also it's not always the most effective way to market. There are paid ads. You've got to remember that Instagram and Facebook and Google, these are businesses and they're at the end of the day, their goal is to make money. So organic content, no matter how great it is, it's not always the best move for a doctor to go the route of trying to become famous. Sometimes it's better to look at how these different platforms work and what makes the most sense. And let's face it, we don't all have unlimited amounts of time to pour into social media. And so we evaluate our two resources. We evaluate our time and we evaluate our money and we figure out how can I make a combination of those two things? How can I invest an appropriate combination of those two things to get progress? And so done is better than perfect and keep going. And even today, even reaching out to be on this podcast is a great move in building your following, building your presence. And once you have this platform, I'd be more than happy to talk to you individually about how do we get it in front of the right audience. So you're doing great. Keep going. And the world the world needs more.
See, I knew it would be like therapy.
Yeah, here we are. You were right. The world needs more passionate doctors that are fiercely continuing their education and furthering their profession. And you certainly embody that, Dr. Lamberti. So thank you for being here and for sharing so openly with our audience. And for those of you watching, please follow Dentistry's Growing with Grace. We've got a Facebook group. We put out free educational content all the time. And thank you for joining. If you need help with your marketing, reach out to Identity Dental Marketing, identitydental.com. And I hope you all have a great day. Thanks so much. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.